Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook are so dominant that it feels like they've been around forever. We wondered what it sounded like the first time these companies were mentioned on our air, so we dug around in NPR's archives to find out.
And we should mention that each is an NPR underwriter. The oldest is Apple. It was founded in 1976. Apparently, we have Apple to thank for a home video game that was designed to help spice up life in the bedroom.
The game is called Interlude, programmed to be shared by two people. Consenting adults, we would assume.
That was All Things Considered host Noah Adams in 1981.
By the way, the Interlude program only works on home computers built by Apple and by Radio Shack.
Oh, remember Radio Shack?
Jeff Bezos started Amazon in 1994. NPR listeners heard about it from reporter Chris Arnold.
Jeff Bezos is connecting to his bookstore on the World Wide Web called Amazon.com.
We're growing at a rate of about 30% a month.
Back in 1999, NPR's Science Friday high-fived Google when a guest explained how best to search this newfangled thing called the web.
In particular, it can be useful to go to the hierarchical directories like Yahoo's or to search engines like Google or DirectHit.
And finally, the baby of the big tech giants, Facebook.
It arrived on the scene in 2004.
In the all-freshman dining hall or one of those ice cream socials, it might be much easier to start up a conversation.
That is Chris Hughes. He is co-founder of the Getting to Know You website, thefacebook.com.
And that was Morning Edition host Renee Montaigne. So even the four tech Goliaths were once mere Davids with a sling and a dream.